Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jim McEnany. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Lattman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Barry Lattman. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting third. The left fielder, Barry Chytrany. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Pilarczyk. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jack Fisher. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from Ginsburg and he is out, Klaus applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barry Chytrany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chytrany hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boyd moves to second. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Romano moves to second. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a fly ball into left field. Chytrany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Romano scores. Landis moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Barry Lattman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lattman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk strikes out. One out. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smith is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Romano is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a fly ball into right field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boyd hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goodman for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ginsburg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Barry Chytrany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chytrany is 0 for 1 in the game. Chytrany hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 1 in the game. Tasby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0 for 1 in the game. Pilarczyk hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McEnany hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Fisher. McEnany moves to second. Barry Lattman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lattman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lattman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McEnany moves to third. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McEnany tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-1 in the game. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gardner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Romano is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lattman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Klaus reaches second base with a double. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barry Chytrany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chytrany is 0-for-2 in the game. Chytrany hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chytrany for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-2 in the game. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McEnany hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Tasbye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbye is 0-for-2 in the game. Tasbye hits a fly ball into right field. McEnany settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk is 0-for-2 in the game. Pilarczyk strikes out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-2 in the game. Ginsburg takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Barry Lattman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lattman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lattman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Tasbye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Albie Pearson pinch hits for Billy Gardner. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Jack Fisher. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Miranda now playing second base. Ernie Johnson now pitching. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops it up and throws to first, with Latman covering, for the out. One out. Barry Chytrany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chytrany is 0 for 3 in the game. Chytrany strikes out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 3 in the game. Tasby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.